Rutherford County resident Deborah Keller has written a book based on a more than 200-year-old legend that Abraham Lincoln was born in the tiny town of Bostick, just outside of Forest City, North Carolina. For WNCW, I'm Pam Bunch. This is a story that is close to my heart since my days as a print journalist for the Daily Courier. I had the privilege of taking a tour of Puzzle Creek with the now deceased local historian Tom Melton, who kept the legend alive and in the public eye for 50 years. I don't know whether I believe it or not, but that doesn't matter because it's a story that is rich in intrigue, mores of the time, religion, and adult situations, all of which can be found in Deborah Keller's book entitled My Name is Nancy, The Journals of Nancy Hanks Lincoln, an historical novel based on the local legend. I spoke with Deborah Keller recently about what attracted her to this story. So explain to everyone listening how you've done this and what got you interested in it.
Well, around 3 years ago, I was asked to read a play called The Ballad of Nancy Hanks, and I was told it was a good play, but it needed reworking from a production standpoint. I read it, and I realized I didn't know very much about the subject. And in order to successfully rework the play and to stay true to the original playwright, I began to research the Nancy Hanks story. The more I researched, the more I became fascinated by the fact that so little was actually known about her. Now, the premise of this book is that she lived in Rutherford County and that her son Abraham was born here. So, going on that, I began to research more and more to see what I could find that made people think that that was true. This was new to me.
There is a good bit out there about it.
It is amazing what is out there. I researched for 2.5 years before I wrote this book. The reason it's historical fiction, for one, is the way it's written, but the other is there are no real confirmed facts about her, which I just found amazing, but not unusual in the late 1700s, early 1800s.
That's right, because most of the records were kept by churches.
Yes, and people like Nancy and her family, and I kind of refer to them as shadow people. They were there, but they didn't really have records. They were transient. They moved a lot. They didn't have property. And they just were not recorded. Well, the fascinating thing in Bostick is that she was a member of the Concord Baptist Church in Bostick, which I found fascinating. One of the little odd things that happened during my research is I was costuming a play, or this particular play, and I was in the chapel of Concord Baptist Church late one afternoon. No one was there, and just got cold chills. It was just, I've not experienced anything like that. I said, I just felt like she had truly been there at some point in her life. And we actually did the play at that church. And it was an incredible experience for everybody that came to see it.
I would be fascinated to see how you reworked it because I actually was involved in it in its first presentation right about the time that they built the museum in Bostick.
One of the things we did in working with the playwright is to streamline it because it covers a massive period of time.
And she was all over the place.
She was everywhere. It took an enormous amount of backstage choreography to make this happen.
Now, in writing this book, what you've done is basically written it as if Nancy were writing her journals and leaving them for her son, Abraham.
There are very factual characters. Well, I wanted to write Nancy's story. It came to me, actually it kind of came to me in a dream. I woke up my poor husband and said, I have to write this and I'm going to write it as a journal because I saw her story. And as much as her son has done, and as many people know Abraham Lincoln, you have to think something gave him that core. Something gave him that ability to believe that he could rise from what he was in severe poverty to become the great man that he was. And history shows that he did not have a good relationship with Tom Lincoln. Tom Lincoln was not invited to Abraham Lincoln's wedding, and Abraham did not attend Tom Lincoln's funeral. So the person that had to do that had to be his mother, and he said it himself in a very famous quote, "All that I am or ever hope to be, I owe to my angel mother." This person was the most pivotal person in Abraham Lincoln's life, and she shaped and molded the man that changed our nation. And I just became fascinated by who she was and what her story was, and how did she become the person that could accomplish this. And this book is her story. It's the first-person journal of her life from age 14 until her young death at age 34. And it just explains who she was and how she developed and how she instilled the thoughts and beliefs of her son. It's a depiction of her real and raw life. It's not censored. It has mature adult content because it deals with all the aspects of her life.
It is still those, you know, romantic dreams that a teenager would have.
You get to watch the thought processes of a 14-year-old as she grows, as she develops, and as she experiences life. As I got into this, she maintains this absolutely beautiful core of innocence and sweetness while still becoming stronger and stronger as a woman. But when you get right down to information about Nancy Hanks Lincoln, the majority of it is fiction, because it is just, you're just unable to verify a lot of the facts due to the times.
Well, it is a wonderful story.
It's basically the incredible love of a mother for her child and her belief in him. And that's timeless.
Well, we've talked about the play, so we should give a shout-out to Ludi Wilkie, a Cleveland County native who's been a journalist and who's worked with the school system, and the Bostic Lincoln Center, where Lydia Klontz keeps the story alive now that Tom Melton is gone. Where can we get the book?
You can go to the website, mynameisnancy.com.
And there is a Facebook page for My Name is Nancy as well. Deborah Keller, author of My Name is Nancy, The Journals of Nancy Hanks Lincoln for WNCW. I'm Pam Bunch.